P-O-L. His thoughts went back. This could be put in the end somewhere. Or when his old orb turned into presence form and included in the story somewhere. But probably it's better as an afterthought when he's old. That's where we are now. And he had lately thought back now and then at his youth, as is, which it seems we tend to do. At that crucial moment in the 60s, when we realize we're old, maybe it is a desperate outreach, grasping for that youth which we now realize is lost forever. Like the girls and the girls, the women. They were not many. One night stands was not for him, really. Well, he was not much of a sexual performer and a bit shy, actually. Yes, he envied a bit those more manly friends of him. Routinely brought home a new girl every week. He wasn't like that. To him, sex was about love. But he found it often to be not much more than a mutual masturbation. I guess I'm a hopeless romantic, you thought. Realizing even the expression sounded cliché. Believing in the real, true love. The soulmate the yin and yang union of two soulmates, not just two bodies. Yeah. And now it gets new agey, he thought. Well, the last ladies he had met now, put it like this. I don't believe in soulmates, Tainad said, whatever I call her in the story. There is no real love, Sara said. And he had felt a bit foolish. Still so naive. And blue-eyed. At that age. And here he was, having at least one foot over the threshold of into the room of accepted old age. Do I miss something? If I could relive that youth, what would I have wanted differently? a good six-pack, a lodger. Penis. Swooping around in the clubs and picking the ripe, young, sweet girls left and right. Would have become unbearable, thought. An even bigger jerk than I was. It was a life looking for love, and still is, and ain't that what we all do? So it's another story that can be written, maybe, or told. Among many such stories. Maybe one day someone will read it and go, "Oh yeah, can relate to that." To such a person, he now stood up and spoke as if lecturing a youngster. "I say, thank you. what we get in life is probably what we deserve and need, and maybe deep inside somewhere there, desire. If you desire that which is true and real, and nothing else will satisfy you. It may seem like a curse sometimes, but you know that it leads you onwards towards what? Towards the real thing, of course. We get what we desire. That's the secret of this world. So be careful, son. What you desire.